Electricity is not something we usually think about too much until it stops flowing. Think Irma. We'll take a look at what we may have learned from Hurricane Irma on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF's Robin Sessingham speaks with USF Electrical Engineering Instructor Dr. Ralph Fair, WFSU Tallahassee reporter Nick Evans, and Anna Gibbs of Duke Energy about the recent power outages.
Anna, the people at Duke Energy have had time now since the hurricanes to debrief. So what's the feeling there about how the power grid performed during this emergency?
Since 2004, we've actually invested more than $2 billion into our system. And we have seen improvements. If you were going to compare to Charlie, for example, in Charlie, Duke Energy had lost about 500,000 customers. And at that point, it had taken us about 9 days to get everybody back on. And compared to Irma, we lost about 1.3 million in this case. And in this time, it took us about a week to get everybody back on. So we do see improvements. But as you can imagine, if you're the person that did take a week to get your power back, and, you know, without AC, it doesn't seem good enough.
Right. People were frustrated. So, Ralph, the main reason we lost power was falling trees. The Bradenton Herald reported that 5 million customers of Florida Power and Light lost power. There was damage to all 27,000 square miles of their grid. So why weren't those power lines buried?
You know, that's a question that comes up all the time. Why don't we just put the power lines underground? Doesn't that fix all the problems? And the short answer is no, it doesn't. It doesn't fix all of the problems. It will help with some of the problems, but it also introduces different problems. When people talk about undergrounding the electrical system, the first thing that comes up is cost. It is expensive, but then you can make the argument, well, isn't it worth investing money if it's going to pay big benefits? And there's an argument to be made there. But it's not just the cost. You know, when you put your utilities underground, they're suddenly susceptible to other types of problems. The wind issue and flying debris no longer is a concern, but now you have flooding concerns you have to be careful of. Also, when the system does have a problem, diagnosing the problem and repairing the problem becomes very difficult, very expensive, and very time-consuming. So a problem that might take 30 or 60 minutes to fix on an overhead system could very easily take days on an underground system. And these are things that people need to be aware of. You know, the underground technology is not a silver bullet solution. It might be a good part of a long-term strategy, but certainly not for every circuit, certainly not to solve every problem.
And Nick, I know that's something that legislators are probably going to be looking at. You know, there have been complaints that Duke Energy put less money into its tree trimming budget, and that might have contributed to its 1.3 million outages. And legislators say they're going to look at that and into the rate increases that are expected to help power companies pay for hurricane recovery. But what's the first thing that you think legislators are going to tackle when it comes to the state's power grid?
I think the first thing that lawmakers are going to look at is immediate recovery after the hurricane. I know that that has been a big issue in a number of Senate panels in particular. The Senate Appropriations Chief Jack Latvala is from Clearwater, and I know that that area dealt with quite a bit of outage. He's definitely got his eye on how recovery went and how preparation went. Eventually, I'm sure that they will begin discussing how the power companies dealt with getting ready for this storm, both like right ahead of the storm and in the months before it. But really, the first item that they're going to be tackling is immediate recovery.
You can hear our full conversation on how our power companies are evolving on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.